Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello? For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so this one's a little bit of a delicate situation, which involves my boss, so I'm not trying to get fired over this, so can you promise me that you'll be very careful?
Okay, you have our word. We will be very careful, though now I have to admit I'm super intrigued, so tell me what's going on.
Okay, so I work for this guy, his name is Jason, and he has his own investment company. Like, he's the head of it, and I'm his personal assistant.
Okay.
And I've been working him for almost a year now, and I got to meet his wife for the first time at our Christmas party, and she was super cool, like really nice, great personality, obviously really pretty. And I was one of the last ones to leave the party because I was waiting for my Uber, which got lost somehow. Anyway, beside the point. But when I was leaving the party, Jason's wife walks me out, and she was pretty drunk, and she told me that she really liked me and was so glad that I came. And then she sort of gave me a kiss. But it wasn't a, like, have a great night, kiss on the cheek type of kiss. It was, like, full on the mouth.
Wow. Okay, that is interesting. Okay, so, no, I didn't hear. Did you mention Jason's wife's name?
Oh, sorry. It's Toria, like Victoria, but without the first part.
Okay, so Toria kissed you full on the mouth.
Yes.
Okay, continue.
Okay, so a few weeks go by, and Jason mentions to me that he's going out of town for the weekend, and he says to me, he goes, you should call my wife and take her out. She really liked you at the party.
Okay. All right. I can see where this is going.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, actually, I can't this weekend because I'm going to Williamsburg with my boyfriend. So I sort of dodged that one.
Yeah. So you got out of that situation.
Right. But so over the past couple of months, I've hung out with Jason and his wife a couple more times, like, you know, at company dinners and stuff with clients where I was responsible for setting up portfolios and stuff like that.
And okay. And have you been kissed on the mouth since then?
No, but here's the reason I called you. So Jason has a beach house in Florida and he's going there this weekend with his wife. And he asked me if I wanted to come with them. He goes, you haven't had one vacation day since you started here. Why don't I take care of the plane ticket, and you can come hang down at the beach house with me and Toria this weekend?
Okay, what did you say?
Well, I told him I had something to do, but that I might be able to cancel it. But he said that he needed to know by tomorrow morning because I guess he has to get me the ticket.
Okay, so do you want to go?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I would definitely love to go lay on the beach for a few days, but I mean, the problem is, what if I go down there and they try to make me do some weird threesome with them or something?
Okay. Do you really think that's your boss's hidden agenda? Let's get her down there and see if she'll hop in bed with us?
I honestly don't know. Like, I'm pretty sure his wife would be down for it.
Yeah.
Lauren, when you're at work, is your boss, like, ever flirty with you? Like, do you feel like he's attracted to you?
Jason? No. He's very professional. I mean, like, he'll compliment the way I look sometimes, but it's not like he's never put a move on me or anything. No.
Okay, so he doesn't ever give you the indication that he's trying to get some?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Okay, well, I forgot something. Here's the part that I left out. So Jason gave his wife my phone number, and had her text me trying to get me to go on the trip, right? So I respond. I go, like, I don't want to be a third wheel while you guys are enjoying the sunset. And she wrote back, it's okay. I want you to be the third wheel.
See, that to me sounds like what you think it is.
Or maybe Jason isn't, like, involved at all. Like, maybe he has nothing to do with this. Maybe his wife just wants you.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she's, like, bisexual or something.
It sounds like his wife is more into you than he is.
Right, well, I don't know. Like, all I know is that I would like to go, but not if their plan is for us to hop into bed together, you know? Like, if that happened, I don't know how I could go to work again. Like, I don't know how I could even be in the same building.
No, you wouldn't be able to do that for sure. Did you ask, like, if you could bring someone? Like, maybe your boyfriend?
Well, I don't really have a boyfriend. That was just a lie to get out of the other
thing. Okay. So you want to know if the reason they're asking you to join them is so they can convince you to join them for a threesome.
Yes, but nobody can know that's the reason. Like, I don't want my boss to know that I'm involved at all. Like, if he found out I was trying to figure this, like, that would be so awkward.
I think I have a plan that might work. Now, this plan, though, is hinged on whether or not your boss is currently with his wife. Like, if they're together right now.
Oh, well, he's usually in the office where I am, so he's probably not with her.
Okay, well, that's what we want. We need him to not be with her. Okay, do me a favor. Can you call him or text him and just see if he's already at the office?
Yeah, I can do that, sure.
Okay, great. And then you said his wife texted you, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because we're going to need her number, too.
Okay, so what are you planning on doing?
Okay, we're going to find out exactly what you wanted us to find out when we come back. All right, so the plan is, in case you're wondering, we're going to call Toria first. And we're going to do the thing where we kind of pretend we're somebody else just to get her voice pre-recorded. Yes, yep. But we were talking about this off the air. We really don't need a lot of her.
No.
Basically, her saying hello and maybe like, hey, how's it going or something like that.
Yeah.
So let's do that part first.
Starting at random.
All right, so this is going to be Toria. This is Jason's wife. And again, we really only need like maybe like hello or this is Toria or something like that.
Hello?
Hello, is this Toria?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Toria, this is Steve from Apple Customer Service. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good. Well, bye.
Wait, what?
Okay. All right. So that's really all we need from her. Okay. Got
good.
That?
We're good.
You got it, right?
We got it.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to use the hello, maybe, and then... All right. So what we're going to do... we're going to call Jason, and you know what you're doing, right?
Yes.
We're going to pretend we're playing the game and all that stuff. Okay. So we're about to call Jason right now, and we're going to pretend we're playing a game where you have to answer what your wife would say. And we're going to bring up the threesome question.
Starting at random.
Because this should let us know. And he's going to think his wife is on the phone because Shaggy's got her voice recorded and ready to go.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to Jason V, please?
This is Jason.
Hey, Jason. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. How are you today?
This is who?
This is the Z Morning Zoo, Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104.
Oh, hey. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. So, listen, you didn't know this, but we're playing a game this morning to see if couples can predict what their spouses would say. It's kind of like that old game show, the Newlywed Game. We have your wife, Toria, on the phone. So go ahead and say hello, Toria.
Hello.
And Toria, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Okay. So, Jason, Toria answered 5 questions for us. We want to see how many of her answers you guess right to possibly win a fantastic prize, okay?
Oh, man. This is a lot of pressure.
Yes.
I will do my best.
Okay. That is all we ask. Ash, what is question 1?
Okay, we asked Toria, what is Jason's worst habit?
Okay, what do you think she said to that one?
Oh, wow. My worst habit, I would probably say smoking.
And?
She said smoking!
Yeah, baby! 1-1. All right, question 2.
Okay, we asked Toria, who is better in bed, you or Jason?
Oh, that's definitely her.
She said she was, so that's correct.
There you go. You're on fire. I'm earlier. 2 for 2. Okay, next question, Ashley.
Okay. We asked Toria, if you had a threesome involving another person, who would it be? First name only.
Oh, God, I hope she's not listening right now. That would be Lauren.
Lauren. Okay. Now, who is that?
She's an acquaintance of mine from work.
Oh, so it would be a friend of yours joining in, not your wife's.
Well, no, they're friends, too. They got to know each other through my work.
Oh, okay. I get it. So they got to know each other, but you still don't work together anymore.
No, she still works with me.
Oh, don't you think that would be awkward?
Well, I mean, not really, depending on how you handle the situation.
Yeah, I guess. You sound like you have experience with this whole scenario.
I'm not going to get into that on the radio.
Yeah, okay.
Was I right or not?
Oh, was he right or not? Ash.
You were right.
Yes. Let's go. Listen, that means you got 3 questions right. So that's 3 out of 5. She already won the game. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We have Toria on the other line, and we're going to hook her up with your prize. And then, Jason, we're going to let you go and say thanks for playing, okay?
Okay, guys. It was fun.
Okay. Take care.
You too.
Okay. So, all right. So, Lauren, yeah, your boss and his wife totally want to do you.
Oh, my God, guys. I told you guys.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the good news is now you know, and your boss will never know you were the one trying to find out.
True. I mean, he's going to have some serious questions for his wife when he gets home.
Yeah.
When he's like, that was a fun game we played on the radio today, and she has no clue what he's talking about. But, yeah, now you know. Your boss and his wife think about you that way.
Okay, now I'm completely creeped out. Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.